Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Yolanda. How may I help you?
I'm just calling. I see this number. What company is this?
Man, we're a third-party customer service center. We service different companies and different products.
Because I'm getting it money taken out of my account, and I have not ordered anything. And I'm just curious of what company is, you know, what, why is it doing it? I just looked at my account, and it's like almost $60 taken out of my account.
Okay, ma'am. May I have a zip code?
06480.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Because if I, you know, if I'm on automatic pay on something, I haven't received anything in the mail that I've ordered.
Your first and last name?
Tanya Cully. Because whatever it is that I'm not getting in the mail, I would like to cancel. Because I could have swore they took out $49 last month. And I still haven't had a chance to figure out what it was. But now it's another 56 and some change. Now this is a problem. Like I said, I'm not getting anything in the mail. So it's not like I automatically ordered something that's coming monthly.
Okay, ma'am, could you verify an address?
32 Freestone Ave, Portland, Connecticut, 06480.
Okay, ma'am, so it looks like on January 6th, it was 745 paid. That 745 enrolled you into an online gadget store membership. The pulse oximeter. Was
a
free.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, ma'am, is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
Nope, it's just me.
Okay, ma'am, well, I will cancel your account and transfer you to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without authorization.
Well, I did have to get a new card, and this my bank card that you obviously they're taken out of. Like I said, did I do something by accident and not realize it? Because everybody does it, and I just want to, if it happened, it's fine. I just want to get it corrected as soon as possible. You know, I try not to order anything online nowadays. Lately what I've been ordering is on Amazon, so.
Okay. But did you complete a survey or sweepstakes or enter some contest to win?
I might have. But the thing is I'm not, even with the survey, I didn't get anything. I don't even think, maybe I didn't even think I finished the survey.
Okay, well.
But anyhow, I definitely want to cancel it if we could do that possibly, yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can cancel it for you right now.
All right. Like I said, I'm. It's your gain, my loss, but. For here on out, I definitely don't want it to be taken out of my account. Is this the number to call if it happens again after we cancel it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wrote that down because I'm like, oh shoot, that's another, you know, $56. Woo, down the tubes.
Yeah,
because like I said, these surveys are popping up. I've learned to ignore them because I'm getting like 10 to 12 of them a day.
Okay. Well, your account has been canceled. You will not receive any more charges, ma'am. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please. Let me get my glasses. I'm surprised it's, you know, 5:30 in the morning. I'm surprised. I was worried the number that I called was going to be not a number, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, ma'am, it's C as in cancel.
Uh-huh.
258. 258. Yes, ma'am, 954.
Okay, 258954.
Yes, 949.
949.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.